When the Office of Total Information Awareness at the Pentagon was created last year, it got bad press. Privacy groups argued that the office's work would routinely violate Americans' privacy as it sorts through huge amounts of electronic data looking for terrorist threats. Well, now, Congress is working on legislation that would greatly restrict TIA, but as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, these so-called data mining programs are not likely to disappear.
The measure gives Congress oversight over the Total Information Awareness Program, and it will force the administration to justify its quest to sort through public and private databases. That won't kill the program, but Jim Dempsey of the Center for Democracy and Technology says it will at least allow Congress to get answers to some important questions about data mining.
How accurate will the data be? How do you characterize it? How do you verify it? What do you do in the case of mistakes? How does a person get themselves off a list if they've been tagged as a possible terrorist?
Dempsey and other privacy advocates are hoping that congressional scrutiny will expose TIA for what they believe it really is, an invasive program that is likely to make lots of mistakes and do little good. Congress never had much sympathy for this program. It is, after all, led by John Poindexter, a man convicted of lying to Congress in the Iran-Contra probe, though that conviction was later overturned. But supporters of the basic concept say it's a shame Congress is taking this step. Paul Rosenzweig with the Heritage Foundation says TIA was still years away from actually deploying these technologies.
It strikes me as unwise to terminate research because of fears of abuse that are 5 years down the road.
The administration has indicated it prefers to live with congressional oversight and will not drop the TIA program, and the legislation won't stop other government agencies from looking at ways to sort through their data. Alan Shea is with the Data Warehousing Division of NCR. He says he's been banging on doors all over Washington trying to promote his company's technology for data mining.
And I think most people in the information technology industry agree. I don't see any way that we're going to be able to be, you know, safe and secure from the kind of things we're concerned about in our own, on our own soil if we don't start taking advantage of some of this capability.
Shea says NCR is hoping to work with different elements of the Department of Homeland Security. The FBI is also interested. And the administration just announced the creation of the Terrorist Threat Integration Center, an analysis group that's going to need some sophisticated information technology. Privacy advocate Jim Dempsey says the technology and the possible privacy threats are pervasive, so Congress may just have to go through and regulate each of these agencies.
They separately legislate each weapon system. They are going to have to separately authorize each information system that is used in this war on terrorism.
Without that follow-up, these limits may have little impact. But the TIA restrictions do mark a rare success in the struggle to check the special powers granted in the war on terror. The next challenge is a big one, as civil liberties groups try to stop the Justice Department's plans to expand a key anti-terror law. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.